Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Matthew Gardner, the director of Billy Elliot,
and
Owen Tavaka, Billy Elliot in Billy Elliot,
and Liam Redford. I'm also Billy Elliot in Billy Elliot.
Right, because we have the two guys that are splitting the role, the lead role of Billy Elliot, the musical, which is now at Signature Theater in Shirlington. Adorable Shirlington. Love it over there. Mm-hmm. From now through January 6th. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Now, remind us, I'm sure we're all familiar with the movie. It was, I think, the year 2000. Got a couple Oscar nominations. And Billy just wants to dance, man. You know, and he brings the town together. But instead of me spoiling the plot, let's hear what. Who wants to take the premise?
So Billy is an 11-year-old boy, and he lives in England during the miners' strike, and he just lost his mom, and his dad and his brother are like in the midst of the strike. So he goes to boxing one day, and he falls in love with the sport of ballet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then the town is still sort of divided. Explain how that sort of brings the town together after a while.
Well, so one day, his dad finally sees who Billy is and what he wants to become, and they bring the community together, and they start raising money for him, but then they don't have enough. So then a scab comes in and gives him the money, and Tony's kind of like regretting that because they didn't really get along well. So Billy was able to use that money after a lot, and so that he got to do the audition, and he made it.
Awesome. Explain what you saw in these two guys here when they auditioned. I mean, there's a lot of dancing and singing, so how did you pick these two above everyone else?
You know, I always say that if you can find a role that's more difficult than the role of Billy Elliot, you'll have to point it out to me because I don't know what it is. These kids have to act, sing, dance. They have to tap dance, ballet, jazz. They have to fly. They have to tumble. I mean, it's out of control what these kids have to do. And so they went through a big audition, and we had auditions in New York City, and we had a casting director there who sought out people from all over the country. And, you know, I saw several kids, and these two young gentlemen ended up being the final two. I hadn't even looked at their resume and ultimately found out that one of them actually lives in Alexandria, Virginia. And there was no intention to necessarily cast somebody from here, but Owen is from Alexandria, and Liam, we found, and he's from New Jersey.
Awesome. Let's go into that a little more. Tell me more about you guys, how you got into dancing or theater, performing arts. Who wants to go first? Let's start with the local boy.
So for dancing, my sister used to dance when she was, like, young, like, really, really young. And so as she started to grow up, I used to go to dance with her. And I loved to run around the studio, just be a little kid. And my mom was thinking, oh, well, maybe he can dance. So that's when I really started going into dance. And for acting, I saw my first Broadway show, The Lion King. Loved it.
Who doesn't? I mean, it's The Lion King.
Yeah. And so I was like, I have to do this, and it just came from there.
That's so awesome. What school were you? What do you go to?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay, so, cool. Yeah. Awesome. You say.
So I actually started out with gymnastics and cheer, and my mom was a dancer, and so she kind of led me into that world. And I started out with hip-hop, and I absolutely hated it. And so I started the next year with, like, more classical styles, like ballet and tap and jazz, and I just fell in love with it. And then theater, it was like the same, like I just fell into the world and fell in love with it.
Awesome. Now explain, I want both of you guys to tell me what it was like when you got the word that you were going to play Billy Elliot, when you got the good news.
Okay. So this was an amazing story. So, cause I was doing Oliver at the time when we had the auditions and everything. So
and you're
just,
like, I want some more.
Yeah. And then so I came back from the pool, and I went up to get ready and shower and everything, and I come down, and all of a sudden, there's this cake that says, "Congratulations, Billy." I'm like, "Who's Billy?" And they're like, "You." I'm silent and frozen, almost in tears. I was so happy.
Wow. Did you fall backwards into the pool with cake all over your face? What happened?
I was just, like, in shock. I didn't even say anything. I was frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oompa-pa. Well, how about you?
Well, I don't have as exciting of a story, but I was at a ballet summer intensive. And
did they at
least
have a pool? No, I'm just kidding.
No. I was on my phone at lunch break, and I got an email, and I was like, and it was still like hush-hush then, so like I just wanted to scream and like so excited, but like I had to keep calm. But I was so excited. Like, I almost pee myself.
I've done that a couple times during interviews. It's okay. Yeah. Too much coffee. And you, sir, Matthew, well, take yourself back to when you were their age. I think I was reading you were, like Billy, you were the only boy in an all-girls ballet class from what, age 8 to 16?
Yep, I was. When I was 6, 7, 8, all I would do is dance around the house and started telling my mom I wanted to take ballet class, and I have amazing parents, and even though my mother is a big jock and played lots of sports, she
is this in the area you guys are from around?
In the College Park, Maryland, is where we grew up, and I said I wanted to dance, and she was like, "Well, if we're gonna do this, you're gonna go to the best ballet school in the city, and that's the Washington Ballet." And initially, there was an all boys class, and that all boys class quickly became me and a bunch of girls.
Awesome. So relate that, your own experience then, to now you're an accomplished theater director in your own right now, but now getting to do Billy Elliot. Do you relate to that story when you watch it every night?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I knew going into this that I would connect to the story of this boy who wanted to dance, and that would be certainly a way into approaching this. But I think I was really taken by the fact that this is really a story about loss and community about so much more than that. But of course, I connect with this character and I connect with them on a really personal level.
Absolutely. Now, it was the movie first, and then we got the Broadway musical with songs by, here's your Lion King, Ty, Elton John, right? So remind us some of the musical numbers in case maybe some of our listeners didn't see it on Broadway, or maybe they did see it and you just, you know, want to do a little nostalgia trip here. But tell me some of the highlights and the musical numbers.
I think my favorite number is Born to Boogie, and that number, like, our production of it is very original, and it's just taking, like, it takes place in Billy in ballet class, and he's learning to, do ballet, and it's just a really fun, like, jazzy number, and, like, we use hula hoops in this production, and it's just so cool.
Were you good at hula hooping before this show, or did you have to learn it?
I was pretty okay, but I had to learn a lot for this show. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. How about you? Do you have a favorite couple numbers?
My favorite number in the show is Solidarity, because it's not just showing what's going on inside Billy's life. It's also showing what's going on outside of Billy's life. Because at the time, he's taking class with Mrs. Wilkinson, but it also shows that what is going on with the miners and the police and how they're, like, fighting and everything. And it all comes together. So that's awesome. My favorite number.
So those are your favorite ones. What's the most challenging one that you had to learn? Dance-wise, what's the hardest? Is there one where just sweat's flying and you're trying to remember the steps and it's just really tricky?
For me, it's, surprise, surprise, it's Angry Dance.
Angry Dance. Makes you
yeah,
angry.
Yeah, it's for mine also.
Oh, okay.
It's real
Take turns
hard.
Describing. Why is that one so tricky?
Because time after time, it's not, because we're going through one emotion. But for me, it feels like I'm going through so many, because it's so hard to get that emotion because I'm a really happy person. it's really hard to get all the steps, and because we're screaming throughout the number, and it's so hard to like picture both of those at the same time.
Yeah. Awesome. I can agree with that. Also, tap is like my hardest style of dance. Like, I'm more classically trained, so I had to like learn, and like it was hard for me to pick that up, but it was really fun. Like, compared to like another big number in the show is Electricity, Angry Dance, like they both like just, you just let everything go, and like so that's really fun.
Awesome. So that's the music. What are we seeing? Tell me about the sets and the costumes.
So the set is just amazing. It's like this big wall that they use for the film. And it's like,
if you've seen the movie, the iconic green and yellow wallpaper that Billy's jumping in front of is something that the set designer blew up and turned into his own representation of that along the entire back wall. And then pieces, elements of his journey pop out of that wall. So we can travel to
as
his bedroom.
Or, but,
no, they literally the wall opens up and it'll be Billy's bedroom. And another part of the wall opens up and it's the kitchen. And another part of the wall opens up and it's the gym. So
awesome.
At Signature, we always have to figure out how to tell these stories in the limited amount of space that we have. And a story like this is hard because it's so cinematic and we have to go to so many places. And so I thought that was a really clever, elegant, intelligent way for Jason Sherwood, our set designer, to take something that iconic and explode it out in his own way.
Awesome.
To add on to that, what's really cool is, so if you haven't seen the stage, there's three sides of audience. So the audience, like a typical theater, isn't right in front of you. So you have to perform out to three sides, and the audience is very close to like the stage. So it's like they're right there, like living it with you, and it's really cool to perform and like connect with them.
Are you constantly cognizant of that as you're out there? You're like, oh wait, I need to, you know, heads on the swivel.
Yeah.
Cool. How about, what are you wearing costume wise?
Costume wise, we're wearing we have jazz pants. And we wear a polo shirt, and we wear Adidas shirt, and what is it? Like the sweatpants. Mm, yeah. We wear sweatpants.
Their whole show is about changing between various workout dance clothing looks. Yeah. And it's like a really trick. Kathleen Geldar did design the costume. She's a DC costume designer, but it became very... it is definitely a science as to how we make this little boy who never leaves the stage look like it's more than just one day, but that we're traveling with him over a year. And so it's a science. Yeah.
And then there's the fabulous scene, Expressing Yourself, where Billy's best friend, Michael, introduced Billy to the world of cross-dressing. And so in that scene, we put on a necklace, dresses, skirts. And so that's really fun. And like, he puts lipstick on us. So that's a fun way. Like, to bring in fun in the show, because like there's a lot of sad scenes in the show. Like there's scenes with Billy and his mom, who he pictures his mom and she's not actually there, but he just pictures her. And then like, so that scene definitely brings out like the fun part of the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. You guys have been at it for a little over a week now, right? What has audiences been saying so far? Any good feedback after the show?
Oh, it's been full standing ovations. They just leap to their feet for these two boys. And it's people love it. And it, you know, I think we are aching for stories right now that celebrate community and celebrate the individuals, individuality in all of us. And I think this story is really uplifting and special. And I think audiences are aching for that. So the audiences have been very responsive and very appreciative.
Awesome. Explain why it is necessary and a relief that you guys can sort of tag team this role here. Because the rest of the cast is like, why don't I get to only do a couple? Because it's taxing. You need to, right? So explain why you're grateful that you can kind of split it with someone here.
Well, I'm really happy to work with this gentleman over here.
Aww.
But it's such a hard show.
Like such Matt a demanding
said,
role.
Yeah. Matt said it was like, if there is any show harder than Billy Elliot, just let me know. And after the show one night, I said, now I can see why it's double cast.
Yeah.
It's an intense show, and that's why it's double cast. And it's a pleasure working with these two.
Yeah, same with you guys. I also think it's so hard because we need to do so many different styles and like switch out like and be like in the beginning of the show, Billy's just getting into ballet and he's like not that great, obviously, because he's starting. And then it's like you see him get better throughout the show. So by the end of the show, you're just exhausted. Like it's such a hard role.
And it's four shows a week a piece? Or
yes.
Okay. So which day is it? If we want to see Owen, what days do we come out?
Oh, it changes.
It rotates?
Okay,
yeah. So it's not like
but
Monday.
But you can go on our Signature's website, and they're underneath where you purchase tickets, they tell you sort of the performance schedule. And we refer to the cast because not only do these two rotate, but there's an entire child, young performer ensemble that
awesome.
Rotates with them. And our joke is that we call them the Bennies and the Jets in honor of Elton John. So
you
Owen
is
you
said it wrong. Yeah. It's
B-B-Bennies.
All right.
B-B-Bennies.
All right, so, but actually, just close your eyes and pick a show, because it sounds like you can't go wrong with either of these casts. Mm-hmm. All right, well, sort of in in closing, one of you guys, we'll split the answer here. If people saw, you can take this one. If people saw the movie, why is it still worth coming out to see this whole different version? And then you'll take, if they've never seen it, why should they come out?
If you've seen the movie, you should really come see the show, because the stage production, it really goes more in depth with like the politics of the show. And with the musical numbers, it's just amazing. And like all the dancing, it's so... I think the show is better than the movie.
I mean, it's a Tony winner, so...
Yeah.
So if someone has never seen the show, I think it's perfect if they come to see our show, because the way Matt has directed it and choreographed it was just amazing. It tells the story so well. Because when I saw Liam, I was like, wow, I really understand the meaning of this. So, yeah.
And anything you want to add? Why should our listeners come on in?
I mean... Even Stephen Daldry and the original creators of the film, even they say that they prefer the musical because they were able to really tell the story that they always wanted to tell, which delves more deeply into the story of this mining town and community and the 1984-85 miner strike. And so the film really focuses just on Billy. The musical really focuses on the community around him.
Like the social
context
to it all. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see it. Everybody, again, it's Billy Elliot, the musical, now through January 6th at Signature Theater in Sherlington. So thanks so much for coming in, everybody.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Thank you.